You know, that's one side of the story. Here's the other side of the story, that the fisherman is a commercial fisherman. He was out in the Gulf of Mexico, and he was visited by a state inspector. And the state inspector looked at his load of fish and said, geez, you got a bunch of grouper here that are below the limit that you are allowed to catch. And so I am going to instruct you to put those undersized grouper aside in this box and tape up the box. And then when you come back to shore, you have to turn it in, and we're going to have a proceeding to see whether you're obeying the law or violating the law. And what the commercial fisherman did after the state inspector left was to instruct one of his employees to take that crate of fish and dump it overboard and replace it with fish that were no longer undersized. And the employee did that, and then he got back to shore, and he ratted out his boss. And so the boss was essentially prosecuted for a statute that we think is basically a statute that forbids the destruction of evidence to impede an investigation, which certainly sounds like what that fisherman did. And, so anyway, that will be now, the case. I feel certain that there must be a case.
General obstruction.
Just to be clear, Don, this is not a capital case, correct?
Not yet.